شیخ العربی والعجم عارف باللہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے لکھا ہوا الہامی اشعار میں سے ایک شعر پڑھتا ہوں. جس سے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبانی ہی. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن. خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن. عارضی دل بر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ. عارضی دل بر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. جانے کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل. جانے کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل. راہ گم کر دا نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے مور. راہ گم کر دا نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے مور. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو تو نے جو رب سے کیا تھا عہد و پیمان ازل. تو نے جو رب سے کیا تھا عہد و پیمان ازل. نفس دشمن کی وجہ سے اس کو اے ظالم نہ توڑ. نفس دشمن کی وجہ سے اس کو اے ظالم نہ توڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. میں نے مانا ہے بہار عارضی تجھ کو لذیذ. میں نے مانا ہے بہار عارضی تجھ کو لذیذ. دائمی راحت کی خاطر عارضی راحت کو چھوڑ. دائمی راحت کی خاطر عارضی راحت کو چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ۔ جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا نہیں، جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا نہیں، اس درے جانا پہ سر رکھ اور درے بت خانہ چھوڑ۔ اس ارے جانا پہ سر رکھ اور درے بت خانہ چھوڑ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ۔ ہمت مردانہ ای ظالم تو کر اب اختیار، ہمت مردانہ ای ظالم تو کر اب اختیار، راہ سربازی میں اپنی کھوئے روباہی کو چھوڑ، راہ سربازی میں اپنی کھوئے روباہی کو چھوڑ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ۔ دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرا اختر کرو، دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرا اختر کرو، کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنے سب فکروں کو چھوڑ، کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنے سب فکروں کو چھوڑ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ۔
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، بذل تدريد دروس شريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Friends, the worst amongst you has been commanded to sit in front of you. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts on my tongue what is beneficial to me first of all, and then to everybody else. These are the ashar of our illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Ali Fizillah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora Shah Mulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, and the words really teaching us the object of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here to make a connection with Allah. And as our illustrious Shaykh teaches us the beautiful example of that father who sent his son out to open a business somewhere and gave him everything that he will need. Everything was at his disposal. And he was there just to go and do a work, fulfill a responsibility that his father had given him. And after a year or two, when the father came and the father found out that he was doing everything else besides what he was supposed to do, let alone a prophet, whatever was given to him, that also he destroyed. Will that father be happy or will that father be angry? The same is my condition. Allah has sent me here. Allah has given me the responsibilities that have been put on my shoulder as a mu'min. This garden of deen of Islam which has been watered with the blood of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, so many other battles, battle of Khandaq, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in, sacrificing their lives for us. Really, if we make dua daily, it O Allah, send jazai khair to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to all the Anbiya, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi'een, the Aimmah, Mujtahideen, Muhaddithin, Mufassireen, all these people who made so much effort so that deen can reach us. If we thank them and we ask Allah to thank them on our behalf, really if our skin be made into leather and be made into shoes for them, we cannot repay them. And this responsibility that Allah has put on my shoulders now, as a believer, as a representative of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, and I'm not fulfilling that responsibility. So yeah, Hazrat Wala is teaching us that that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you for. Fulfill that responsibility. Build that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the life of this world is very, very temporary. Apne khaliq par fida ho, aur ghairullah ko chhod. Sacrifice yourself at every step, at every turn, at every moment, every opportunity. Sacrifice yourself on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And leave out ghairullah. Whatever takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from it. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi has been quoted so many a times that he used to say that apne khaliq ko ek second ke liye bhi naraz na kare. We don't displease our Rabb even for one second. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and all of us amongst them. Daamane murshid pakar aur nafs ke rishte ko tod. Hold on to the teachings of the murshid, of the illustrious shaykh really, and see without any effort on our part, what a change will come in life. How a person's outlook towards life will change. How a person's objects and priorities will change. And then a person will sit back and think that, oh Allah, I'm so many years old, so many decades have passed in my life. What have I achieved? What was I supposed to do? What I am doing? Kya karna tha aur kya kar baithe? So nafs ke rishte ko tod, hold on to the teachings of your shaykh, and then break all ta'alluq, all connections with this nafs that is amara, that will always, no matter what, it will always try and take a person astray. So break your connection with them. Build your connection with the Ahlullah, with your shaykh, with your murshid, and see how you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن. Remember that in the qabr, these painted dollies and bodies, which are so temporary, they are going to become sand. آج جس کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا, آج لقب ہے نانا نانی کا. حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ said so beautifully, that today they are so beautiful, they are like so painted, they are like dolls and just so curved, all the curves and figures and everything. But today, tomorrow, they will be now grandparents. You will have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Now, Misle Kamani, the back is gone like a bow, it is bent, like a crescent. Now it is no more straight. You walking with a walking stick, thick glasses and one tooth sticking out, so many teeth broken and gray hair and wrinkles and all that. Just remember that the beauties of this world, this is all temporary. And the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everlasting. And ever increasing. Arzi dilbar ki khatir rahe paghambar na chhod. Just for an illicit relationship, for a person of this world who is so temporary in this world, who is going to leave this world, don't leave the teachings and the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that in that is total success and salvation. Jaane kab a jaye Rab se tujhko peghame ajal. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, أَكْفِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَاجْمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, that increase that remembrance of that thing that will put an end to illicit relations, haram relations. Here again our Dada Sheikh made it so easy and he said that there are halal relations, haram relations. To look at one's mother with love, with muhabbat, the thawab of a hajj, of an umrah, a person's wife, a person's daughter, sister, brothers, elders, look at them with respect and honor, so much sawab, then why go and do something in which a person will get a sin. So remember that. You don't know when the time is going to come. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلِ مُسَمَّى When the time will come, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ It will not be delayed for a split second, nor will it be brought forward. So always be take cognizance of it and remain conscious about it. That death can come to a person at any time. رَاَ غُمْ كَرْدَى نَفْتْكُ اُسْكِ غُمْرَائِ سَي مُورِ That nafs, amnara bisu, which is always leading a person astray, it is astray. Then why follow it? Leave that crooked path of that nafs and come onto the teachings of the Shaykh. Come onto the teachings of the Ahlullah. Come onto the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tu ne jo rab se kiya tha ehdo peymane azal nafs de dushman ki wajah se usko e zalim na tod. That covenant, that promise, that oath that you made with your Lord in azal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Rabb wa ahmiri Rabbah. My Rabb who is always, I'm always in the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walam yansa ahad. Allah never ever, the smallest black ant under the blackest rock, on the blackest night, on the blackest mountain, in the dead of night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of him, of that ant as well. So keep this in mind. And this nafs, this dushman, this nafs, which is your enemy, this nafs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us so many times, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your biggest enemy, that is which is between your bosom. Then when this is your enemy, as our Shaykh teaches us, if there's just a small, not even a full grown snake, a small baby snake that is just 10 centimeters long and is in the bed, and somebody tells you, it's just a small snake, nobody will be prepared to sleep in that bed. Because it is a snake, we know it's going to harm us. Then when nafs is going to harm us, when nafs is taking us astray, when shaitan is our enemy, then uske khatir e zalim. Yeah, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi using a beautiful word, zalim, meaning an oppressor, but a word of honor, giving advice, that because of this nafs, because of shaitan, don't break your ta'alluq, don't break your covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your promise which you made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maine mana hai, bahar arzi tujhko lazeez. I accepted, I know that the glitter and the glamour of this world is with. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, a dunya khadiratun, that the dunya is green, is lush, it's got its pleasures, all that on its place. I accept. Atrawala rahmatullah says in so many ashar of his, giving the example of the nightingale flying from flower to flower, etc., the garden. So this is tujhko aziz. It is beloved to you. Daimi rahat ke khatir, arzi rahat ko na chhor. Arzi rahat ko chhor. This is something temporary. If somebody has to give you a million rand to keep as an amanat, it is something temporary. But he gives you 100 rand, which is for you permanent. This is for you. This is hadiah. Which is more beloved? You still got responsibility to look after that huge amount. You can think that it is by you, I am a millionaire, but it is not yours. Eventually, it's got to be returned to the owner. And that which is yours, it is permanent. So, daimi rahat, that permanent comfort of the akhirat, which is ever increasing in beauty, in luster, why sacrifice that for something that is temporary? Jisne sar bakhsha hai, usse sar kashi zeba nahi. That being who granted you your existence, that being who granted you your heart, that being who granted you your head and everything else, now to be disobedient to him, this is something that is not acceptable, this is something which is not good. A person who is kind to me, who is gracious to me, always giving me gifts, talking to me sweetly, sees my children, gives them sweets, gives them chocolates, something happens to me, my car breaks down, he's there to help me. Have a problem, I fell sick, he rushed me to the... A person who is so kind to me, and then whenever I get an opportunity, and so to say, I stab him in the back. When I get an opportunity, I speak bad about him. When I get an opportunity, I run him down. Then what type of a person may I be? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything, when he is our Rabb, when ta'uddu ni'matullah la tuhsuha, that if all of you come together and try to count one ni'mat, this ni'mat of iman that Allah has blessed us with. Really, wallahi, we look at the laborers walking on the streets in this cold night, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, how they're going to work, how they, without iman, and you think, Ya Allah, What if you made me one of them? I would have been the same. Oh Allah, your ni'mat upon us. You gave me a place to sleep. You gave me a warm bed. We've got heaters. We've got a roof over our head. We know where the next meal is coming from. Open the fridge and you don't know what to choose from. So many things, oh Allah, when you have given us everything. Then how is it that a person then is still disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Us dare jana pe sar rak aur dare but khana ko chhod. Now keep your head on the threshold of that eternal being who has blessed you with everything. Dare jana, come to his threshold, come to those things which make your Lord happy, which make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And dare but khana, whatever is in the heart, your nafs, I want this and I want that and I want that. Al-haakumu takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Is it the grave? Until you go into the grave, all these things is just leading you to destruction. So leave that and come to darajana, come to the threshold of your Lord who is so compassionate. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, and all the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So leave your budkhana, leave all these things that the nafs is leading you towards, and come to the threshold of your Lord. Himmati marda e zalim tu kar ab ikhtiyar. Raya sarbazi mein apni khue rubahi ko chhod. That now, take courage, take up the cudgels and walk in this path and go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't show weakness in it. Always, how Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi said, that you address your nafs and say that you are a lomri, you are a timid fox. I will tear you apart. I will drink your blood. I will become a sheri of ghan. I will become a roaring lion. But I won't give in to you. I will go towards my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave this way of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Wala rahmatullah says, Deen jiska hai, usi par asra akhtar karo. Kaam jiska hai, usi par apni sab fikro ko chhodo. That this deen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin nabiyya wa rasoola, wa bil quran imama wa hakama. That this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his. Allah has left this responsibility upon us. Leave all your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do what you are supposed to do. Himmat marda, take up the courage of a real warrior, of a fighter, a person walking vigorously towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaam jiska hai, this responsibility, this deen is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usi par apni sab fikro ko chhod. Leave all your worries and all your matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull you towards Him. Wa yahdi ilayhi may yuneeb. Allah will pull towards Allah that person will show some inclination. Allah make me amongst them and all of us bless us with success in this world at the time of death in Qabr and in Akhirah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Karim. Amma ba'd. A reading from the Kitab, Hayatul Muslimin. This is a Kitab which Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Ali was inspired to write this Kitab. He was very fikr man, the halat and the conditions of the Muslims. And then Allah inspired him that the whole of deen must come into the lives of the believers. So when the whole of deen comes, Hayatul Muslimin, this is the life of a Muslim, how it should be. So Allah inspired him with these 25 chapters that we bring this into our life, inshallah. The whole of deen comes into our life. And then Allah will take us out from all our problems. We'll be successful in this world and akhirat. And another thing, Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah said, from all the kitabs which I have written, the one I've got the most hope of my najat and salvation is in this kitab. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me with this kitab. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, we listen attentively and we try to bring it into our lives, inshallah. The chapter we were doing was on the masajid, the erection of masajid. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to build masjids in all neighborhoods and he ordered us to maintain the masajid clean. The existence of masjids in all neighborhoods facilitates the regular and easy performance of namaz with jamaat by all those residing in the neighborhood. In this way, everyone can acquire the maximum benefits of salat and all other advantages attendant to jamaat salat. Since masjids are places of sanctity, nothing impure should be taken in. Impure garments and people in the state of impurity should not enter the masajid. Regular cleaning of the masjid also comes within the scope of the command stated in the above mentioned hadith. Hazrat Wasila radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perfume the masajid on Fridays. This hadith does not mean the act of perfuming the masjid should be restricted to only Fridays. Friday has been mentioned because more people are present for Jumu'ah Salah. Hence the greatest significance of cleaning the masjid on Fridays. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you see someone trading in the masjid, then say, may Allah not grant you profit in your trade. When you see someone calling out in the masjid for his lost article, say, may Allah not return your article. Another hadith it is mentioned, the masajid are not made for this. The masajid are not places of mundane activities. Masjids are erected purely for the zikr and ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Hence worldly activities such as buying, selling and making announcements pertaining to worldly affairs are not permissible. The hadith mentions the prohibition of searching for lost articles inside the masjid. By this is meant making an announcement inside the masjid regarding an article lost outside the masjid. The curse ordered by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for such announcements and worldly activities inside the masjid is to serve as a warning. However, if there is a fear of creating a commotion inside the masjid by uttering the curse which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded for such occasions, then utter the curse silently. That is the dua Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah not return your article. The sanctity of the masjid does not allow the perpetration of mundane worldly activities in it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are several acts which are improper in regard to a masjid. The masjid should not be used as a thoroughfare, a shortcut to get to the other side of the road. Weapons should not be borne inside the masjid. Raw meat should not be taken in. Punishment should not be meted out inside the masjid. And it should not be made a place of trade. All such worldly activities are against the sanctity and respect of the masjid. Hence forbidden. The prohibited activities are not restricted to those mentioned in the hadith. Everything which is in conflict with the sanctity and dignity of the masjid is not allowed in the masjid. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once said, soon there will be such people who will indulge in worldly conversation inside the masjid. Allah Ta'ala cares not for them. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the rewards for every step taken by one who proceeds to the masjid for Jamaat Salat. A sin is wiped out and a good deed is recorded. This happens in going to as well as in returning for the masjid. Then the thawab for proceeding to and even returning from the masjid is indeed huge. There is no limit to Allah's mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever walks through the masjid in the darkness of the night will meet Allah with nur on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant his shade to 7 types of people on the day when there will be no shade besides his shade. Amongst these 7, one is a man whose heart is attached to the masjid. One hadith Nabi alayhi salam said, refrain from these foul smelling vegetables before coming to our masjid. If you wish to eat these, then eliminate the bad odor with fire. That is by means of cooking. This hadith prohibits the eating of raw garlic, onions and the like before coming to the masjid. Other hadith specifically mention garlic and onions. And in today's time smoking, person smokes and then he causes taklif to the angels, to the people. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever proceeds to the masjid having only the intention of learning or teaching some goodness will receive the thawab of a perfect hajj. From this hadith we learn that a masjid, whilst it is a place of salat, is also a place of acquiring knowledge of the deen. It is therefore highly beneficial and meritorious if in the masjid there always remains a person who can impart teachings of the deen. From all above mentioned narrations, the following program of actions is established for Muslims. Number one, in all places, cities, towns and villages, masjid should be built in accordance with the needs of the place. Number two, all means and agencies employed in the construction of the masjid should be halal. Number three, the masjid must be respected and honored. They have to be properly maintained and kept free of all offensive odors and uncleanliness or any activity which causes offense and violates the sanctity of the masjid. Four, maids must perform salat in the masjid. They must not forego Jamaat Salat without valid reason. In addition to the increased thawab for performing salat in Jamaat in the masjid, there is also the benefit of fostering good ties with Muslims. One remains informed of the condition of the community. This is clear from the hadith. Number five, the community should retain in the masjid
the service of such a man who is competent enough to instruct the community in the teachings of deen. And number six, whenever one finds the opportunity, proceed to the masjid and become engaged there in deen activity. Allah Ta'ala give us perfect to make amal.